Well, it's a cold, rainy night, and we've just watched WrestleMania 35. Glenn, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, considering we just sat through 6 hours of bloody wrestling.
Nearly six, yes, I noticed that.
It was a long one.
Wasn't as bad as the last couple, I reckon.
Yeah, it was a bit more entertaining, flowed a bit better, I think.
I think so. I thoroughly enjoyed 34.
Yep.
But 33 and 32 was way too friggin' long.
Yeah.
This is still too long.
We should say at the top, this is Glenn and Casey's Royal Ramble podcast.
Yes.
And we're here, of course, to discuss WrestleMania 35, which just happened.
It just happened today.
But yeah, look, we did not watch the pre-show. We went straight to the main thing because, good God, we would have been there for like 8 hours on your couch.
Well, it wasn't... Yeah, I know. And my ass was falling asleep. I don't know if you heard it snoring, but... And we should stop saying about how long it is. Everyone knows it's too long. Yes. We don't have to talk about that, do we? My goodness.
Well, we'll end the podcast now, so it's a nice quick podcast to make.
It's going to be quicker than, it's going to be much quicker than most WrestleMania 35 podcasts.
Yes.
I can guarantee you that.
Yes.
Because usually they go an hour plus. We're not doing that tonight.
No.
Now, shall we just quickly sprinkle through the pre-show?
Yeah, run us through the pre-show.
Okay, so the matches we had were the women's
Battle Royal,
which was ran by one by Camilla.
Camilla?
Well, I said, what did I say before? Kamala. So I'm glad Kamala didn't win it.
The Kamala connection is what I'm waiting for.
See, I want to see him come out dancing.
Yes.
So anyway, Camilla. Why can't I say it? The Sopranos is one of my favourite shows.
You've been drinking for
Really. We've been drinking responsibly today.
True.
I could drive.
True. Me too. I better be able to drive.
I could drive. Watch me. Isn't that the start of like all those TAC ads? See you later, Coast. Maybe. You know. But anyway.
Carmella. She won.
She did?
Do you know who she eliminated last?
No. We're not going to end up going into detail.
No, I'm just wondering who else was close to winning.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll watch it tomorrow.
Absolutely. That's what I do every year now. And the reason why, we weren't being lazy. It's not just what you say. Also, that it wasn't available.
Yes.
We were halfway through WrestleMania. We went, you can watch it now.
Yeah.
Because we were watching it on delayed.
Yeah,
we were
watching it about 2 hours behind.
Yeah. So, Braun Strowman won the Andre the Giant Memorial.
Yep.
And the women's one, I wonder if they're going to call it the China Battle Royal, as requested by X-Pac.
Oh, he requested
it. At the Hall of Fame. Yeah, among other things. The dog's got a squeaky toy. We don't play with this ever. I press record, out comes a squeaky toy.
Of course.
Off you go. Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese.
Cruiserweight Championship.
Yes.
So, new Cruiserweight Champion.
And that's right. And also, we have new Tag Team Champion.
Ah, yes, Raw Tag Team.
Yeah, because the Revival were squashed by Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder.
Right. Well, look, I'm glad that we didn't have another multi-tag team match on the main card.
Yeah, right.
But it's a sorry state of the Raw Tag Team division, isn't it, when Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins are winning the titles on the pre-show.
Yeah, I know. Well, something's got to give, doesn't it? Because what? Everyone's got to play on the same day, apparently.
And
if you're going to have a 16 match card, have some quick matches.
Yes.
My goodness. Should we go to the main event?
Yeah.
Oh, not the main event, but
one of the main events, which happened to be the opening match of the main card.
The main show. This almost comes in two parts, as far as I'm concerned. Because this is part one, and then after Daniel Bryan, Kofi, there was some part two, wasn't it?
That makes sense.
That's how it feels to me, anyway. But, I won't even say Brock Lesnar. Firstly, we have America the Beautiful.
Oh, yes, by Yolanda somebody, such and such.
Such a detailed podcast. The amount of...
Oh, we didn't do any research for this one. We literally just watched it.
I know, exactly.
And look, to be honest, this was 6 hours ago. I don't remember Yolanda bloody whatever her name was.
I don't remember what I ate, and I ate a lot of shit today. Corn chips, sausage rolls, party pies, pizzas in the oven. But our opener is, of course, Alexa Bliss.
Yes, she's the host.
She struts out, looking pretty good.
Yeah, she was looking.
And she said it's going to be surprise time, and what she can click her fingers.
Yes, and make a WrestleMania moment happen.
All right, and instead Hulk come out.
Yeah, apparently that's a moment these days.
Did his little Superdome joke.
Yeah, that was funny.
Thank you, Hulk.
Silverdome, you.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I got it
wrong.
But
you did that on purpose.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, anyway. I'm tapping my nose. They can't see that. And after that, of course, Paul Heyman.
Yeah, it storms out to the ring.
Waddles.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Jumps on the mic, kind of knew what was going to happen here, yeah. Because they're not going to wait around if they're not on last. So out comes Brock Lesnar.
The Beast.
The Beast, followed by the Beast Slayer.
Yeah.
You kind of picked what that was going to say.
Look, I think this whole WrestleMania
is a bit predictable.
Very predictable, very much give you what you want. There was no swerves or surprises.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah, look, I'm fine with it too. But it is interesting. There wasn't a single swerve or surprise, and everything was telegraphed.
But that is the swerve. There's no swerve.
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
I mean, this really was, like, if you showed your final film to a producer, and they go, can we make that ending a bit sunnier?
Yeah.
Like, that's what this is, isn't it? Oh, I can hear my own voice, because I'm just recovering from a cold. It's so annoying.
But, like,
I always get sick at this time of year.
WrestleMania. Yeah, well, it's because it's changed. Yeah, it suddenly gets cold here. It was standing in sitting in it.
Flashbacks from last time I was at MetLife is what it freaking is. My God, it's cold there.
But yeah, it kind of had an idea that Seth was going to win this match and leave with the championship because.
No, I didn't.
I did because Heyman at the start, he says, well, if we're not appreciated, we'll go to Vegas where we're appreciated.
You can all go to hell.
As you pointed out, Lesnar's looking trimmer. He's looking like he's getting ready for another UFC fight.
That's always the hint, Lesnar's physique. If he looks big and bulky, he's going to stick around for a bit.
And I actually really enjoyed this match.
It was great. Well, it was quick.
Yeah. But, like, Seth took an absolute beating to start it.
I noticed that the bell rang.
Yeah, Rollins is coming down. That was an inadvertent bell, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like in the NBA when the ref accidentally blows the whistle and everyone stops and they're like, oh, no, keep going. It's like a mistake. Yeah.
Oh, is that like ding, 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 WrestleMania stuff?
Maybe. But when they do it before Brock came in.
Leave us the dinner bell for Brock Lesnar. He's going to eat Seth Rollins. But, regardless.
Three stomps it was a low blow that got Seth in the position because he knocked the ref. Brock knocked the ref.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know, maybe the three stomps, it's not like a brutal, like three F5s, sure, that's going to put it.
Well, the one on a chair would be nice.
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe, he does that pretty cool sort of Falcon Arrow move, or he's got some cool high flying. Just something else.
Cool moves.
Yeah, maybe the three stomps plus another move would have just made it a little bit better for me, but overall I was happy.
I liked it.
Yeah, and I really liked that they started the pay-per-view with that match. Well, it's 2 years in a row now that Seth has had to open up WrestleMania.
But if you walk away with the Universal title,
You gotta be happy.
Why not? The only critique, which I'm surprised they didn't do, is I thought they'd eventually ring the bell, ding ding ding, and then Rollins beats him. So not only did he beat Brock Lesnar, he beat him in like 30 seconds. Ooh. Moving on. What's match number two, Kev?
AJ Styles versus Randy Orton.
Who cares? What's match number three? No.
No, look, it was a fine match.
But we had 5-6 hours coming.
Yeah, exactly. When the card is like this, and as I was saying to you while we were watching it, who cares? Because neither of these guys have a reason for fighting each other. There's no storyline. They're both great wrestlers, and they could be. That could be a main event. Imagine if
that's you said that.
AJ's got the title and Orton's challenging him or something like that. That potentially is an awesome main event for like a SummerSlam or
it is.
Some other pay per view throughout the year.
It is.
Here it's the second match on the card and
for no reason.
Yeah, for no reason. Well, but having said that, it was fine.
It was fine. It's just the only problem is and like a few matches here. Is and like I told you, this is like doing the podcast again because we've said all this before. Yeah. Only like over a 5 hour period. Thankfully, we're not going to do that to these people or four people. Is that 2 weeks ago I jumped on Wikipedia going, well, give me the list of the matches, and there's like five matches there. So they pulled out everything else, another 10 matches
pulling out of their ass in the last 2 weeks with no build up, no reason to beat. But hey, that's the current world we live in, I guess.
Yeah, no, it didn't rain at the MetLife.
No,
but it's bloody raining here. It's brought the weather with
it. Has. But AJ won that, didn't he?
He did.
Yes,
indeed.
I think it was a phenomenal forearm.
Yep,
for
it was.
Win.
Yep. It was. And it was over, thankfully.
Yeah, but see, that's one of those things, like, you imagine, like, 5 years' time, they're both older now, but it's one of those things, like, in years' time, there'll actually be a program between the two for a title match, and you'd be like, they fought each other at WrestleMania once before. You're like, did they?
Yeah, exactly. In 5 years.
Yeah.
You turn around to me and go, who did Randy Orton fight? I don't know.
Yep.
So, chuck him in the Andre the Battle... Andre the Battle Giant Warrior.
Alrighty, SmackDown Tag Team again? Championships.
I've only had two churches. This is the second two churches. Four churches I've had. It's a religious podcast today. So, where are we
up to the SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
This is all over the place on my
paper. So this was a four-way, a fatal four-way tag match between...
I still can't find it.
The last page.
Yep. This is like the Marx Brothers. The party of the first part. Yeah. Got that page? This page? Thank you. I've got my reading glasses.
Yeah. I mean, look, you could have just waited for me to read it out to you.
To see.
You got the Usos, the tag champs.
I like the Usos.
They're up against the Bar, of course. Sheamus and Cesaro. Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev, the... surrogate League of Nations, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Ricochet and Aleister Black, which is the League of NXT.
Or just the two most mismatched people ever.
They just make no sense as a team, but look.
If I even saw them in a car together, you'd go, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know, these guys, they don't do the same things.
Yeah, and look, I picked them to win this match because, you know, they're getting a massive push, obviously. Yeah, I could see him having a bit of a run with the championships, and then it would have been cool, like you said, to have them then turn on each other, and there you go. You've got your first feud for them both.
Mm. Oh, I think that's eventually going to happen. Yeah. My other thought at this stage of the evening, we're only up to hour one or two from now of the main show, is that with these guys, what was I going to say?
Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Yeah, I was going to say something. I can't remember. It'll come back.
All right. Well, who did win this match? I can't remember. The Usos retained?
Usos. Yes. Remember what I was going to say. Yep. What I was going to say is that I thought maybe we're going to have every title change.
Yeah.
Why not?
Clearly not, because the Usos won.
Yes. Hence why I was trying to say it. I went to say it, forgotten, then remembered.
But
fascinating podcast.
Look, I'm fine with them winning. It was actually a pretty entertaining match. It was the better of the tag matches on this, the multi-man matches on this card.
I was still watching at this stage. I wasn't going, shall I pee?
Yeah.
I wasn't going, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I was obviously a bit thirsty, but we should move on.
Yeah,
you know, actually, in between match number three and match number four, of the main card, we have to keep saying, is the Hall of Fame.
Ah, yes.
Do I read it? You read it. I don't read the Hall of Fame. Well, I've got it here. Do you want me to say?
Yeah, I don't have it.
All right. Well, we got Honky.
Yep.
Honky-tonk man, come out.
Honk-tonk man.
And he stuttered. He's a senile old fool, isn't he? You come out, I'm this character. All right, we get it. He's talking like it's a character. It's not him. He's in an Elvis suit.
Yeah.
Why isn't he wearing a tux?
Yeah.
Freaking twist. But anyway, he's out. Who else did we have? Brutus.
Yep.
Obviously not in order of what I'm going to talk about. The Hart Foundation.
Yes, with Bret Hart and his mystery...
Attacker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How crazy was that?
It's mental.
That was weird. I mean, it made the night for me. I was like, what happened?
I just love Bret Hart's reaction to it. He's like, oh.
I think Bret Hart might be smoking something. He was just like, whatever. Anyway.
But like, knowing everything that WWE's put him through, he probably thought it was some bullshit work that like Vince is springing on in the last minute just to like screw him one final time.
He probably thought it was Vince.
Yeah.
Getting him back.
Shawn Michaels. Wearing a Rasta wig instead of his stupid cowboy hat.
Well, he's got to put something on his head, doesn't he? Tori Wilson.
Yes.
Harlem Heat. Did I say Harlem Heat?
Yes.
No. Duck them twice. And that's my main problem. All right, Sue Atchison? Who knows? Atchison? Sue Atchison? Won the Warrior Award. Didn't win it. Dana Warrior was there. Every time Dana Warrior comes out, Catherine goes in the other room. It's weird. Every year when I try and watch this, it's my Brownlow, as I said to you. She watches the Brownlow, I watch this. That's AFL, guys, for anyone wondering. And of course, DX. Have I missed anyone?
No, but we can mention Stacey Keebler just because she still looks amazing.
Yeah. No work, I've been told. So good for her.
Hmm.
And of course, DX hobbled out at the end. And like, you
haven't
seen
it? I only watched the first half, so I haven't watched.
Oh my god! Because when they keep referencing like Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and they're both sitting there going. But that can't seem to be doing the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
They're like Statler and Waldorf now. They're not these. I mean, like the Razor looked like a great god in the mid-90s. Like,
yep.
Nash was a beast, you know, big, tall, strong, handsome-looking man. Now they're like, oh. Yeah, the years haven't been kind, have they? But, yeah, that was our Hall of Fame. Went for over 3 hours, the bloody Hall of Fame.
Mm.
But, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. As I said, they got to get rid of the crowd. Just make it a
higher class event.
Charge more for tickets. Limited space.
They're still going boo.
Not if everyone's wearing
it. It's part of the WrestleMania package, though. And you know what? Because I went to the one where Booker T got inducted the first time.
Excuse you, Dora.
It's Scott Hall in the background. And that's the one thing, let me just throw this in, is how many times do we have to keep inducting the same people when there's all these other deserving contenders? Like Booker T twice. Shawn Michaels is back out there with DX. Yeah. Thanks for my second ring.
Yeah. So, Triple H is obviously going to get in there again. And then if they induct Evolution, then Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels are going to get in again.
I just don't understand. But it doesn't matter. But only like six like factions or people. Mm. There's so many people to pick from.
Yeah. Crazy. Jake the Snake, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, he's in.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had this conversation.
You missed him last time, but you inducted Diamond Dallas Page.
Cool. DDP, love it.
he's in too now, but. Yeah. Not important. We'll chat about it later. Let's move on.
Tony Nese?
No. I'm just not going to talk anymore. But match number four.
Here's a couple of future Hall of Famers.
Yes. This is good.
Yeah, this was good. Shane McMahon versus The Miz in a Falls Count Anywhere.
Yeah.
One of the few matches with an actual storyline that's been building up for some time. Mm. Since, what, Crown Jewel, really, is sort of where this one
started.
I really enjoyed it.
I just find it so strange that they've switched the two. Miz is a face and Shane McMahon's a heel.
Yep.
That's just two people in unnatural roles.
I bought it, the crowd bought it.
Well, I'm not buying it, but the crowd loved it. And I did enjoy at the Hall of Fame, the booyah, booyah. Yeah, that was very cool. Yeah.
This was fun. Miz's dad getting out there again.
Oh, yeah. What does he look like? Looks character actor.
Yeah,
the 80s.
Something. Yeah.
Hmm. A walrus.
Yeah.
With a wig on. I don't know. He's a funny looking dude.
Doesn't look like what I thought Mrs. Dabble.
No, was. No, yeah. I think we might have to have a look at Mrs. Mum next time. Because, I don't see the resemblance. But overall, Shane McMahon did well. He tried to kill himself, of course. The Miz tried to kill them both, really.
Yeah. It fully spilled out into the crowd, up the scaffolding, all that business. I enjoyed it because...
I know you like it.
It was done to death back in the day, but it hasn't been done for ages.
That's true. They save it now for WrestleMania, don't they?
Yeah, which is cool. But even in recent WrestleManias, they haven't really done that.
They actually save it for Shane.
Yeah.
It's like, what's Shane going to jump off this shit?
Yeah. So, I was fine with that. That was actually one of my more favourite matches of the card, I think.
Yep, that's fair. Yep. That's fair. It was good, actually. That gets a tick.
Oh, yeah.
A tick from me. And that doesn't mean much. Match number five, where are you?
The Women's Tag Team Championship.
Did this do much for you?
It was okay. It was the Boston Hug Connection, of course, who are the current champs, versus a returning Beth Phoenix with Natalya.
Yeah.
What's going on there? The Iconics. And
interesting.
Nia Jackson Tamina.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel Nia Jax and Tamina are going to win these titles sooner or later because
they'll win tomorrow night.
Yeah, probably because you can't be that big and that physically dominating over the rest of the roster. And if you're not winning, you're just not credible.
I like Nia Jax. It took me a bit longer than most, but I'm in now.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but I don't hate her either.
I think she's actually a legit threat.
Yeah,
like you go, this is I wouldn't fight her.
No.
I wouldn't fight Tamina for that matter either. Jesus.
Nope. I'd definitely fight the Iconics.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Take them on.
Oh, come on, mate. Oh, come on. Our fellow Australians.
Well, good on them because they are also the Women's Tag Team Champions.
I know. It's mad, isn't it? Yeah. And look, it is an night of firsts in that way because this is the first time that the Women's Tag Team, Tag Team Championship, I should say, is on the line.
Yeah.
Because it's brand new.
Yeah, and... Sasha Banks yet again continues her poor form at pay-per-views when it comes to defending titles.
Yeah, she's on a roll. Yeah, it's true. Then all of Bayley's things didn't go
well. Yeah, that's right.
Funny. They were a bit lackluster this year. And what was the other thing that I was trying to spring to mind? Oh, you're on the same television program as Peyton Royce.
Oh, yes. Community television. It was the equivalent of
was trying to make it sound good.
It was like a Wayne's World-esque television show. And this was probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, my band Riff Fist that you hear in our intro song, we were being interviewed. Ooh, and at the same time, Peyton Royce, who at the time was known as Casey Cassidy.
I remember that bit.
Yeah, she was a local wrestler in Melbourne at the time.
Yeah.
And she's also being interviewed on the same show.
There you go.
And look at us both now. One's a women's tag team champion, and the other...
And the other's Peyton Royce. Oh, no.
The other one sat there stuffing his face with corn chips while she was performing in front of 90,000 people.
Stamping and farting.
Some people's careers took off better than others.
Oh, you know what? Some people just take the slower route. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You got the escalator or the hard rocky road? What do you want?
Well, look, music's a tougher business than wrestling.
Oh, exactly. I think so. More legit bumps. I don't know what that means, but yeah. So
well, she got to benefit from the women's revolution as well. It's not like they had the fat guys' revolution in the rock and roll scene, did they?
No, that's true. Thank you for that. I swallowed the smoke. I've never seen someone do that before, where they just inhale and go, whoa.
At least you didn't swallow the whole cigarette.
Oh, like they're doing the lady kills.
Yeah.
There's only a good bit in that remake. Next match.
Well, this was quite possibly match of the night. This is the WWE title match between champion Daniel Bryan, the new Daniel Bryan,
I love
versus
the new Daniel Bryan.
The New Day's Kofi Kingston.
A lot of news here. Yep. Look,
this one had a lot of build up. You know, we've all been wanting to see
a
Kofi
story
this
again.
Match. Yeah, story. I think they sort of done it to death with, you know, telling Kofi he's got to win this match to get into this match at WrestleMania, then screwing him out of it. And it's, oh my God, just.
Imagine if he hadn't won, you'd be like, ah.
Yeah, exactly. So again, I feel this was sort of telegraphed. And like we said, there was a shot early when the New Day are bringing that, like the present in the box, and you could see the original
belt
underneath a cover sitting there ringside. It's like, well, why would that be there if Kofi's not going
to
win?
Yeah, you were onto that, weren't you? Mm. Hawkeye. I think most people were onto it, but yeah.
It was right in the front of the shot.
Why did they do that?
They messed it up. They shouldn't have, had that shot.
I noticed that we're actually only enjoying and applauding matches that have stories.
Yeah, true.
Like if they don't have a story, we're like,
it gives you a reason to care about the freaking match.
It was a great match.
Yeah, well, that's really good. And as you would expect from these two. And yeah, just again, you know, Daniel Bryan is a heel. It's strange. It's like it shouldn't work, but it does work perfectly.
Works better than Shane O'Mac.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And Kofi, finally gets his win. Finally gets his. He's the first
African?
Black champion to have.
I believe so.
Have that belt, yeah. Because like dudes like Mark Henry that had like the other WCW belt, yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
Because that's the proper belt, isn't it, of the two?
This one?
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, this one's the... This is the
black
one
belt. This is the Rock's belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Stone Cold belt.
Yeah,
this
the
is the
Hulk
Hogan
belt.
Yeah. Are we allowed to mention the Hulk Hogan? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he's back. He's back. He is on the show. No, we probably shouldn't mention him in the Kofi match, but...
No, goodness no. Yeah. No, but it was a great match.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was fantastic. It lived up to... the expectations, and at this point too, because this is probably like where a normal pay-per-view would probably end, or WrestleMania 2 or 3 or 4 would end.
Yeah.
It's like 2.5 hours into it or something.
That's right.
And
without look, the girls did great with the close, but if that wasn't going to happen, or even in the paperwork, this would be a great close.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It could have even been a bigger deal. Although, I think it benefited from not having the crowd so worn out, because I think... when we get to the girls match we'll mention it, but I do think the crowd was, you know, they just sat through 6 to 8 hours of wrestling.
Yeah.
Whereas this match everyone was at peak, you know, on fire and they're all cheering.
I was into it.
Oh, me too.
I wasn't going to the toilet
too. Yeah,
like, yeah, I was. This was the Kurt Angle Ronda Rousey match from last year.
Yes.
This is the middle match where you go, well, that was the better match.
Yep, absolutely.
Then that's the end of my part one.
Yeah,
so what's part two?
Part two
we move on with number 7.
Okay, so this is when
you might as well start again. This is another pay-per-view.
Is this where we had Elias, or that was not quite yet?
I haven't written down when that happened.
Yeah, I think I'm let's talk about it now because it's a good spot. So Elias comes out and he has a little jam with himself on the drums and the keys and the guitar,
which we don't need because it's freaking 7 hours long. Like, we don't need this. But
it probably was later in the event, wasn't it? But then we get everyone's favourite, the Doctor of Thuganomics is back.
Loved it.
Look, yeah, if Singer's going to do something stupid, that's better. But I don't know. He could have done. I don't know. No, there's no time. You don't want him to have a match against Lyas or anything like that.
We didn't have to look at his stupid hair.
Yeah, true.
And the best bit was, when he came out and turned heel, quotation mark style, but the crowd went, oh, heel John Cena, well then we'll cheer. No one even went, Cena sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone just applauded.
Well, it's just because he's not doing the same thing you've seen him do for 20 years now. It's what, you know, 15 years, it makes it exciting.
The palm of his hand, John Cena. Well,
but
done.
It is, yeah, as I was saying to you earlier, it's just like three WrestleManias in a row that Cena hasn't had a proper match.
No. More of a cameo.
Yeah.
Actually, what else was it? Oh, the other thing I was thinking too is I thought, well, Honky Tonk Man's going to come out because of the guitar
issues. Yeah, that would have made sense.
So, yeah, but obviously, no, Honky...
It's too old to take a guitar to the back of the head these days.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I guess. But, yes, we should move
on. So, yeah, match 7. Samoa Joe, the United States champion, versus little Rey Rey Mysterio.
I like this, man.
Booyaka. I like it, too.
Booyaka.
Only went for, like... only went for a minute or two, didn't
well, I've
it?
Never... I haven't seen a match in WWE where Samoa Joe looks strong.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what was cool about it, because Rey's legit. Like, he's tiny, but he's legit.
Yeah.
And Samoa Joe... Yeah, just looked like a badass. When he hit that Coquina clutch, it's just like, oh, it's over. This match is over already. It's only 2 minutes into it.
It was great.
No, I thought it was really good too. And again, like, you know, you can have short matches. Like, not everything has to be half an hour long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, no, I loved it. Unfortunately, can't say the same for the next match.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, I do have the scene a bit written down. It was after this next match. But anyway, Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
You just couldn't wait to get to it.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It's so exciting.
Well, because we were having our halftime bit.
Yeah, right. Halftime, the network closed down on us.
Yeah.
Would you want to watch the pre-show? No, we don't now.
Halfway through the main card. Yeah, let's watch the pre-show.
That's it. It's like halfway through The Godfather. Do you want to watch the making of? Not at the moment.
How about the trailers?
Yeah. Kind of want to get to the bit at the end with the baptism. But anyway, we'll keep going with my religious theme.
Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. So, this match against zero story, zero care factor. I mean, look, it's nice to see Roman back after his battle against...
Leukemia.
And, you know, as Drew McIntyre said, he's beat leukemia, but he'll never beat me.
That's a good angle. Scottish psychopath.
But, look, what could potentially be a headlining feud...
Could be.
It's sort of pointless here, because there's no stakes, there's no...
Nothing.
And
it's middle-aged, handsome men about the same height.
Yeah. And nothing even really that exciting happened, did it? It was just a pretty straightforward match.
I actually got a little later because, like, Kath came home and said, you know, good to see you guys have done a lot today.
Yeah.
On your day off. I said it was like watching The Undertaker versus The Undertaker. It was like two just, hair flip.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. And Roman won, of course, because you were really expecting...
Drew McIntyre to win. And laugh.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I feel like they could have somehow put Roman into the storyline with Seth and Brock.
Or Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Well, both these guys in the Battle Royal. If it ended with these two at the Battle Royal, you go, hello.
Yeah, exactly. And Roman winning the Battle Royal is something I'd get behind.
Yeah.
You're like, Braun doesn't need to win. He already won the greatest Royal Rumble, which meant absolutely nothing.
That's it. And last year he won the tag belts with the kids, so you know he's had his moment in the sun. But then again, Roman and Drew McIntyre's spots were taken by the Saturday Night Live idiots that we don't know.
True. Because instead of those two idiots, have Roman, Braun, and Drew McIntyre as the last three. Because you'd go, who the hell is going to win this?
I know.
Yeah.
I think I even said that about a match later, but I can't remember which one.
AJ Styles and Randy Orton as well could have been in it too.
They could have ended it too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it doesn't all have to be shit on the pre-show.
Yeah.
But not that it was shit. I haven't seen it. But.
No. Well, now the scene a bit happened, and then we've already covered that, so you can just chop it. Edit the podcast.
And then
we're up to the Legends match, I guess you could say. The Triple H versus Batista.
Mm.
At least there was some semblance of a storyline.
Legends in their own minds, perhaps. I knew it would go too long.
Yeah.
Triple H has to have his half an hour.
Yeah.
I just don't know why these two guys weren't in the corner of two other guys. Like, it, potentially even the prior match.
Yeah.
If you had Batista in McIntyre's corner and Triple H in Roman Reigns' corner, or even tag.
Yeah.
Like, it's WrestleMania. Is that a possum?
No. Well, I think, you know, Triple H had his tag match last year, so he's like, oh, no, I need me.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to have me win. In.
Yeah.
And you know, the weird thing is because Triple H's career was on the line, right?
Yeah.
At MetLife.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same thing they did last time at MetLife.
Oh, really?
He was up against Brock Lesnar, and if he loses. Yeah. So, but
well, maybe he says doesn't have to drive too far home when he loses his job.
Maybe. But, yes, whilst on the toilet, I was looking up just match. So I was trying to look up, actually, the pre-show stuff that we weren't introduced to on the program. And that Triple H one, Batista's already getting shit on.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, too long. Why?
Look, I didn't hate it.
Well, I didn't hate it. Fine. Nice to see Flair.
Yeah. 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 Good Flair
getting two sledgehammers.
Yeah. Yeah. Two sledgehammers. And that was a good table spot. The
Batista fell over when he got in the ring.
Oh, that was classic. That was hilarious.
At least he got out, hopped back in, and then went, oh, carefully.
Yeah.
Like, he did that and even laughed. Yeah, like, yeah. At least he didn't split his pants.
Yeah.
Or try and be a face. Yeah. So that's two. Two out of three ain't bad. Thanks for popping in, Batista.
Yeah.
We'll hope your Stuber movie or whatever it's called goes well.
Far out.
Anyway, the Triple H and Batista should have been in that movie together.
Them two in the car.
That'd be better.
Triple H is the Uber driver.
Yeah, Ric Flair could be the bad guy.
That'd be an awesome movie, bad guy. Yeah.
Look out, Dennis Hopper. So we've got next.
Well, Triple H won, didn't he? Yes.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. We've got next the ending of the match, and Triple H won. Yeah.
Yeah, he jumped off the steps and smacked Batista.
Almost head. Roman Reigns, like a Superman sledgehammer. Yeah. Maybe Reigns forgot to do that spot, so he's like, well, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll show you. But, yeah, Batista's guy. The other thing, too, I found really funny, past Batista, and there's a slight build-up to this.
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah. No, there was some.
It was effective, sort of like, because Batista dragged Ric Flair.
Yeah, I like that.
You like your old man? And but the one funny thing is then he popped up on Raw with blue glasses, and then he popped up on SmackDown with red glasses, and it's like, what's going on? I just thought of them.
Oh, I'm gonna have your color coded glasses.
It's 3D. No, it's around the other way. Yeah. 3D Batista.
Well, maybe he just got confused.
Maybe.
Maybe he's red, blue, colorblind.
Possibly. Well, I don't know what color his nose ring was, but that's gone. Yeah, that was a good spot.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, toolbox is out of the way. And we shall now move on to the final match.
Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin.
Yes, and when I say final
match, you mean the final match of Kurt Angle's career.
Yes. Very good. It's kind of weird when they come out and just say, well, this is it, regardless of what happens. Like, he's obviously injured, and he's been wrestling injured for a while.
He's stupid old. Like, he's not.
Stupid old.
Well, no, but I mean, like, he's not. He's
hashtag stupid, hashtag old. You didn't even say he sucks.
I just mean, like, he's...
He looks a little bit done.
Yeah.
Like, even like when he got on the mic, I'm like,
yeah.
This guy hasn't, is he suffered a concussion? He's sounding like, ooh.
He's not
looking well.
Doesn't look like a credible wrestler anymore at this point. It's just like,
yeah.
It just looks a bit sad. And, you know,
you mean that in a nice way. No, you don't mean this.
Yeah, look, he's a legend. I'm not taking anything away from him, but he's old. He's stupid old. Mm. So,
and again, you don't need this match. You could have Kurt Angle in someone's corner again. Yeah. I have no problem with utilising guys from the past.
Oh, look, yeah, but look, give him his final match at WrestleMania.
But why do you have it against Baron Corbin?
Well, to give Baron Corbin heat.
Yeah, all right, maybe. Yeah. I mean, there are...
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it, too.
The match was nice and...
I don't know why I had no problem with it, but I just had no problem.
Well, no, the match was relatively quick. That's why I had no problem with it. But, you know, like, it sort of makes sense for Corbin to put him away.
You reckon?
Out of the sort of a younger generation of wrestlers, who else makes more sense? Because at least Corbin and him had that sort of fight over the Raw general manager shit.
They did.
So it makes sense.
And Angle must actually truly like the guy.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't agree to it otherwise. He'd be like,
I think, I don't know, I sort of warmed to Corbin a fair bit since he's
shut his hair.
Put
the tattoo.
Yeah, and changed his character a bit. He's still, like, not a big fan or anything, but... I think there's definitely potential for him at some point, and I think, the fact that he can now be like, I'm the guy that retired Kurt Angle, blah, 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 you know, it gives him some sort of, it's an accolade that he can add to his list along with his Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal
He's actually done a little bit, considering he's nowhere further.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, look, I liked him recently when he's, like, you know, screwed Braun Strowman.
But look what's happened to Braun.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he got baroned.
He got baroned. He did.
So, yeah, look, I think there's potential there for Baron to be a good heel. Maybe not a great wrestler, but a good heel.
Maybe a good manager.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, match number 11. We're getting close to the end.
I know, it's exciting.
Here we go.
We've got to go back and watch
Intercontinental title match.
I said it right, yes.
Yeah, Intercontinental title match.
That's it. It's been a long day, Kate. It's been a very long day. I've eaten a lot of shit.
So, speaking of coloured eyewear,
ooh, hello.
Lashley comes out rocking the
hey, it looked pretty creepy.
Yeah, creepy creepy contact lenses.
Understated at first, but then you get up close and go, ooh, yeah. I don't like the look of this guy.
Yeah.
He looks like the Hulk.
Yeah, ooh. True. You mean the Incredible Hulk, not the Hulk Hogan Hulk?
No. I don't think he'd like that.
Doesn't
look
much like Hulk at all. I'd like to see Lashley though. If he didn't have alopecia, maybe he could grow one of them mustaches. Finn Balor, the Demon Finn Balor, we should say. Finally,
cool.
The Demon is out at WrestleMania.
Cool. I like this match actually.
Yeah, it was pretty quick and not really much happened in it.
I saw enough. Like the ending.
Yeah. Again, matches do not need to go. I'd like that, the second half they realised, oh shit, this thing's going to go for 7 hours unless we, like, hurry a couple of these matches.
But instead of doing all of these matches, the last two or three, why don't you just have a battle royal and then have the main event? And then we go home.
Because you have all these different belts that you have
to have. You don't need to have them all on the WrestleMania card.
Well, they kind of do, they.
No, I don't think they do.
They've got themselves to a point where they have to have.
Well, there's too many bloody belts, isn't there?
There is. They need to. And that's why I'm so glad the women's match unified the belts.
But there's tons of women.
Yeah, but that's fine. They can have an IC title for the women. Bring that in. And unify. I mean, I guess they can't really unify the Universal title and the WWE title.
Yeah, they'll do it one day.
Eventually. But the Universal titles, they've made too much a big deal of it and it's too new for them to unify yet. But maybe they could unify the US and the Intercontinental. You don't need both those. Like, you do not need that.
And
US
the women's
title.
An intergender. No. The Andy Kaufman belt.
Yeah, and unify the tag belts. You only need one set of tag belts. You don't need SmackDown and Raw tag belts. Because look at the Raw tag belts. Yeah, who cares about the Raw tag belts?
You might have nothing. Right? Put them in the Battle Royal again. Yeah. This Battle Royal is sounding impressive.
Yeah, it's got my 50-man Battle Royal.
My Battle Royal is awesome. That sounds like Eric Bischoff over here.
The greatest Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
That's it. And China. Yeah. And China and Andre the Battle Royal. Yeah.
Men and women together, so just like a 100-person.
For the intergender.
Bring back the two rings.
Yeah, three rings. World War III. Yes. Here we go.
Yes.
Before we lose it.
Well, yeah, no, Finn Balor is the new Intercontinental champ.
Yeah, he won with the... You did so well.
New IC champ.
Yes.
And
What is it? The coup de grace?
The coup de grace, yeah.
I say coup de grace?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the coup, same coup like coup cheese. Coup, isn't it coup de grace?
Coup de grace.
Okay.
Or coup de grace, if you want to pronounce it badly.
I'm writing it.
And yeah, so we've got, this is his second title run, because obviously Lashley beat him for it just recently.
Yes.
But this is the first time we've had a demon as a IC champion.
How long have they, when was the last time he rocked the demon? It's been a bloody while. It was SummerSlam, wasn't it? That's a while.
Yeah, 6 months. But so, I felt like SummerSlam was the first time in like a year as well.
Yeah, it was ages.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, good on you, Finn.
Yeah, well done, Finn.
Finno. And let's see if we can keep that Irish lucky streak going.
Yeah, right.
In the women's match, which, of course, is the one we've all been waiting for.
It is.
Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair arriving to the stadium in a freaking helicopter and a red carpet. That was a nice touch.
That was pretty cool. Obviously earlier, because there was no one there.
Yeah.
She walked into an empty building.
Yeah, pretty much. But they had all the lights going.
Yeah.
But it must have been the day before, though, because it was daylight when the event started. So maybe it was very early in the morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, of course, this match, I don't know, this match had so much build up and I was hanging for it for so much that it slightly didn't meet my expectations.
It's because it ended abruptly.
Ended abruptly. And I guess also there was some distracting noise going on while we're trying to watch it.
Oh my goodness.
But no, like it was a good match, but it wasn't the be-all and end-all match I kind of was hoping for. But again, also 6 hours into bloody wrestling, like I think part of it, the crowd was worn out. Like,
yeah, they were into it.
Though. No, I was absolutely into it. I was into it too. But there's only so much you can be into it after 6 hours.
I agree. Yeah, exactly. Look, and also too, we should say Joan Jett was there. Playing Joan the Jett. Freaks and Geeks theme for Becky Lynch.
The Shrek.
Yeah,
credits song.
And then Becky comes out to nothing. Steam.
Yes.
Steam. Yeah. In a funny outfit. Yeah. Hello.
Silly hair.
Yeah. Silly hair.
I didn't mind her outfit. It was just her hair.
No, I bet you did.
Oh, it looked a bit nippy. Yeah.
It was chilly. Yeah. Yes. I thought we weren't going to mention that.
I'm just saying it's cold.
Yeah, well look, MetLife is cold. There's no bloody roof on it.
Yeah.
That's why I thought they were going to lower Charlotte down.
No, I saw
they do that.
Recently, she's worn something similar, where it's sort of it's a little bit like motorbike gear. She reminds me of Kill Bill, you know, that sort of Bruce Lee vibe.
Yeah,
or, she came out in an all yellow one. It looked cool.
Yeah, right. All a bit road warrior-ish.
Yeah.
Mind you, Triple H had to steal that.
Tonight. Oh yeah, we didn't even mention Triple H.
Well, because it was so unmemorable. Who cares? It was so dumb. Batista's entrance was better.
Yes,
until Batista's he fell on his face. Yeah. But yeah, it was silly Batista. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, look, the women's match was great.
It was great. Look, I watched the whole thing. I was engaged. Yeah. Of course I watched it. But it was engaging.
Yeah.
And really, even halfway through, you did sit there going,
I don't know
who's going to win.
I thought they were going to make Charlotte. Because I could just picture Charlotte at the end holding up both belts and just being like, you know, that makes sense.
It makes sense from a wrestling legacy point of view. Yeah. And then I'm like, hang on, wouldn't Ronda just walk out with them?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm thinking anything but a happy ending because we've seen so many happy endings tonight.
But this was the WrestleMania where it's the fans get what they want.
Yeah. Well, about time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It could have used one swerve. I guess the Iconics were our swerve.
Well, that is quite the swerve, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I was, quite shocked to see Ronda Rousey pinned. I thought the whole reason of having three is you'd have one pin the other.
Yeah.
And she remained protected. But look, it looks like they've pulled the rug out from a lot of people.
Well, yeah, and look, you're going to have a strong thing going on with Charlotte and Becky now because.
I'm guessing Ronda's taking a break.
You'd imagine so. You'd think she'd have to have a rematch, though.
They
don't have rematches anymore. That's their thing.
Don't they?
No, there's no contractual rematch clause anymore.
Jesus.
Yeah.
One weird thing that I did read on the internet.
Yeah.
On the toilet. Is that Ronda Rousey, they said, appeared quite shocked because that wasn't the finish of the match. And I'm like, well, this is a screw job. I think that's just good acting.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah, because her shoulders weren't down.
Or the shoulder
pop. See, that's the thing. So she's got a legit gripe to have a rematch.
But
so does Charlotte because Charlotte never got pinned and lost her title.
Mm.
So,
Not that's ever counted before anywhere else.
Orton's
still going, where's my title from years ago?
Good about that. But you've got legit ways forward for the next couple of pay-per-views here.
The only thing, and look, it's exciting that they're going in a new direction, and I love the fact, Becky Lynch, they gave it to her. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Because like I said, Charlotte Flair is going to be in every WrestleMania main event for women for the next 10 years. Becky Lynch won't be.
Yeah.
It's her moment.
Yeah.
And they didn't screw it up.
Yeah.
They tried to bury her for the last 4 months, but they didn't screw it up in the end. So thank you very much, WWE.
Yeah.
The only other weird thing is if Charlotte took both belts, then you've got the chase.
Mm.
Becky's after her.
Yeah.
And everyone's going, oh, how come Ronda didn't tap? Ronda should have tapped. It's like, no, she shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was WrestleMania 35.
That's it. No more.
It's going to be a whole other year to ever watch wrestling again.
Well, join us next time for Royal Rumble 1992.
Yes. Yeah.
Which will be a fun one.
And then
the bar is stocked, Case.
Oh yeah.
It might be the plane ride from hell. The backyard podcast from hell. So 92 on its way. And then I get the second pick because you hogged all the picks earlier in the year. Yes. So it's actually then followed by 93. But we'll get to that. Yeah. And then you can pick whatever you like.
I've got an interesting one lined up for us.
Really? Mm. We're gonna redo WrestleMania 35?
Yeah.
We'll just do the pre-show.
Yeah.
That's a quickie.
Yeah, and I'll go back to number 33 again.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Just don't pick Royal Rumble 94. Until then, this has been Glenn and Case's Royal Ramble.
Mm.
We'll see you soon.
Why not?